Oui, merci.
Thank you. To add to what you've already heard, with regard to the investigation strategy followed with regard to the armed forces and the Congolese National Police, to facilitate a swift understanding of the crime and begin the steps towards a prosecution, I would refer to the National Strategy to Counter Gender-Based Violence, which includes a section with regard to investigations that has to do with the collection of proof and evidence, the analysis thereof, and a better understanding of the context in which gender-based violence arises, what it can look like, etc. That strategy was rolled out in 2010, initially was revised in 2019, and is currently being reviewed to see if it needs to be updated to tailor it to the existing context. In 2016, the Congolese National Police also established their own national strategy to tackle gender-based violence and to protect victims thereof, including children. That police strategy is also being updated to tailor it to the prevailing circumstances. In November 2019, the National Police drew up an action plan to tackle sexual violence, which contains an investigation strategy and guidelines to be followed when dealing with cases of sexual violence. That strategy contains a section or a chapter focused on the modalities and practices to be followed when it comes to interviewing victims and witnesses and the way that proof and evidence should be documented in order to be passed on to the proper judicial and prosecutorial authorities subsequently.